This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. The re-election of Representative Cory Gardner and the victory of Jared Polis to a newly drawn district that now includes northern Colorado promises to bring the region closer in some ways and further apart in others. I'm talking with Northern Colorado Business Report publisher Jeff Nuttall about northern Colorado's new brand of politics. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Erin.
So what will the redrawn districts mean for northern Colorado?
Well, as you know, Polis is a Democrat and Gardner is a Republican, so it's really no surprise that they may be at odds on some of the key issues important to northern Colorado, including water projects and oil and gas development.
Sure. Well, according to reporting in the NCBR, northern Colorado has not escaped the partisanship that has deeply divided the whole country. So will having Polis represent Larimer County while Gardner represents Weld County, will that help heal things, or will that just mean even more political conflict in the region?
I would say the simple answer is yes, in some cases. Does that sound political? Polis and Gardner seem to differ most sharply on the controversy over hydraulic fracturing near urban areas.
Okay. Well, what are their positions on oil and gas?
Well, Gardner has generally expressed a more favorable attitude toward the oil industry than Polis has. Gardner believes the federal government should take care not to over-regulate drilling. By contrast, Polis once introduced an amendment to extend buffer zones between hydraulic fracturing activity in schools to 1,000 feet, and that's nearly three times the distance of the current setbacks. He also believes cities should be able to decide whether to allow hydraulic fracturing.
Well, setting aside some of the differences, what do the congressmen agree on?
Polis said they agree about the importance of extending a wind production tax credit, which is set to expire at the end of the year. As you know, Vestas, the Danish wind turbine maker that runs factories in Brighton and Windsor, has cut jobs in both congressional districts, partly to congressional inaction on renewing the incentive this year. Congress so far has declined to renew the credit.
Right. Well, water is another big issue in northern Colorado. So what do the congressmen think here?
Actually, their opinions vary on NISP, the Northern Integrated Supply Project, which would provide 40,000 acre-feet of water to more than a dozen northern Colorado cities, towns, and water districts by building two new reservoirs. An acre-foot, by the way, is the amount of water required by about four typical suburban families per year.
That's quite a lot of water, then. So what are their thoughts on that particular water storage project?
Well, basically, Polis has remained largely silent on the matter. He believes the project would benefit Weld County as well as some of the areas that he represents. But he also believes the proposal deserves a close analysis by the federal government based on concerns about water quality and the environment, which I think you'll find is happening right now. Gardner, on the other hand, has supported the project at every turn, attending rallies and promoting it on social media. He believes it has important consequences for northern Colorado's agricultural industry. Polis told us he doesn't intend to attend rallies in support or opposition of the project.
Okay. So where have the congressmen made progress?
Well, the good news is that they've both voted in favor of providing funding to Larimer County for the High Park fire restoration efforts.
All right. That's good to hear. How do you think they might collaborate on transportation?
The congressmen have expressed frustration about a major transportation bill that was criticized for covering just 2 years of funding. They also believe sharper thinking is needed to address future transportation needs. Mm-hmm. But that measure is mired in a broader partisan battle over spending, so I wouldn't hold my breath for progress on that one anytime soon.
Could be a while.
Yep.
So, Jeff, how would you sum up the political atmosphere in northern Colorado after the election?
As Polis put it himself, Larimer Weld County's interests align most of the time, and when they diverge, Representative Gardner will be on one side and he'll be on the other.
All right. There you have it. Well, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Erin.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report.